Amen. If we can go in our Bibles to Numbers chapter 34. Going to read a number of scriptures. Amen. Numbers chapter 34. It's going to be on the screen. Amen. It's lovely to have everyone here. We welcome all of our guests again. Praise God. You get to be a guest the first time you come. But then after that, we want you to make yourself at home, because this is not just the church, it's a family. Amen. Praise God. Numbers chapter 34, verses 1 to 12. It's a long portion of scripture, but I'm going to read it to make a point today. Now the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, command the children of Israel, and say unto them, when you come into the land of Canaan, this is the land that shall fall unto you for an inheritance, even the land of Canaan with the coast thereof. Okay? Then your south quarter shall be from the wilderness of Zin along the coast of Edom, and your south border shall be the outmost coast of the salt sea eastward. All right. We can see some borders being drawn. And your border shall be from the south to the ascent of Akrabim, and pass on to Zin. And the going forth thereof shall be from the south to Kadesh Barnea, and shall be to Hazaradah, and pass from Asmon. And the border shall fetch a compass from Asmon unto the river of Egypt, and the goings out of it shall be at the sea. And your western border, everyone say the western border. You shall even have the great sea for a border. This shall be your west border. And this shall be your north border. Everyone say the north border. From the great sea you shall point out for you Mount Hor. And from Mount Hor you shall point out your border unto the entrance of Hamath. And the goings forth of the border shall be at Zedad. And the border shall go to Ziphron, and the goings out of it shall be from Hazaranan. This shall be your north border. And you shall point out your east border from Hazaranan to Shephan. And the coast shall go down from Shephan to Riblah, and the east side of Ain, and the border shall descend and shall reach unto the sides of Chinnereth eastward. And the border shall go down to Jordan, and the goings out of it shall be at the salt sea. This shall be your land. Everyone say, this shall be your land. God is telling Moses, this shall be your land. I'm telling you the borders. He's telling them the borders of the promised land. This is the promised land. These are the borders. Inside is the promised land. Outside is not. These are the borders. You can see there's a picture there of the promised land right there. That's what God was mapping out to Moses, the promised land. The last verse I'm going to read in your hearing comes from Ecclesiastes 10, verse 8. He that diggeth the pit shall fall into it, and whosoever breaketh an hedge, a serpent shall bite him. I want to minister today on this title. The blessing is within the boundaries. The blessing. Everyone say the blessing. We love to talk about blessings. But the blessing is within the boundaries. Let's pray. Lord God, we love you. We thank you for your word today. We thank you for your goodness, for your blessings, for all that you've done. Now as we turn to your word, Lord, that you would speak to us. Lord, help us not to just be hearers, but help us to be doers of the word also. And we pray this in Jesus' name. And everyone say amen. The blessing is within the boundaries. You may be seated. Nobody likes to hear about boundaries. I remember when we'd go to school, there was the outer bounds areas. In fact, I remember I was attending Rosewood Downs Primary School, and that was in Victoria. I would have been 6 years old. And the first time I ever got in trouble in school was for going out of bounds. And I can distinctly remember it because I got called into the principal's office, or maybe the vice principal, but anyway, it was somebody very important. And they had, back then, they had a black book. And they opened it up, and my name got written in that book because I went out of bounds. I could still remember, they must have been doing some works at the school, and there were some big mounds of dirt. And I remember they looked too good. I was too tempted. And I ran over and I was sliding down the mounds of dirt to my pleasure, but much to the displeasure of my teacher, because I went out of bounds. Nobody likes to talk about boundaries. Nobody likes to talk about restrictions. Nobody likes to talk about the law. Even as Christians, the most popular messages and the TV preachers, they get the most traction when they talk about freedom, favor, blessing, prosperity, grace, mercy, and all of those things are great. They're all part of our walk with God, but so are boundaries and fences, because the blessing is within the boundaries. You see, the word boundary, maybe today even just the idea of a boundary is making you cringe. I can't believe I came to church and the pastor's talking about something that is restrictive. You see, whatever you think about boundaries, whatever your reaction to the word boundaries is today, the reality is every single one of us are captured in an existence that is full of boundaries. I'm sorry to burst your bubble today, but you're not going to live forever. There is a boundary. Somebody say amen. Because we are finite beings. Here's another boundary. I wish I could break this one, Brother James, but you can only be in one place at a time. There are boundaries. You can only go so long without sleep. There are boundaries. You only have so many years on earth. There are boundaries. And so I submit to you today that while we don't like talking about boundaries, while we don't like talking about fences and rules, let me tell you, you cannot have the blessing of God without the boundaries of God. If you're taking notes, write that down. You cannot have the blessing of God without the boundaries of God. The reason why is that the blessing is within the boundaries. The promised land was a place flowing with milk and honey, but it was within the boundaries. And so, the blessing is within the boundaries. You see, the second verse we read from Ecclesiastes, when you start moving a hedge, the hedge is God's word. When you start moving the hedge, you step out of the place of protection. When you start moving fences that God has put there, you start moving away from the blessing of God and you give place to the devil. When you begin to move boundaries, you see, Israel conquered Canaan, but God set up physical boundaries for their tribes. At Sinai, He gave them moral boundaries. Everyone say the Ten Commandments. God gave them. They were free. They came out of Egypt and they were in bondage. But now they're free. What did God give them? Boundaries. Some people think, well, if they're free, why did they have boundaries? And the Word of God still defines boundaries for us. Even the scripture in Proverbs 22, verse 28, it says, remove not the ancient landmark. Those old things that our forefathers have preached in the Word, those things in the Word of God, don't start moving those ancient landmarks. Even Jesus spoke about boundaries when He said about the two roads that you can choose from. You can either choose one road that leads to life or one road that leads to destruction. Jesus said, enter ye in at the straight gate. Everyone say straight. That's narrow. He said, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many there be that go therein thereat, go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. You see, the way to eternal life is a narrow way. And there are few that find it. Why? Because they'd rather be in a place where there's no boundaries. In Ecclesiastes 7 verse 29, it says, lo, this only have I found, that God hath made man upright. God hath made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions. Another version says, but I find this, God created people to be virtuous, but they have each turned to follow their own downward path. God says, I created man within these boundaries. They can be blessed, but they keep pushing the boundaries. They're not content with the boundaries that I have put, and they follow their own downward path. The blessing is within the boundaries. The blessing. Boundaries are our friends. You see, the freedom that we live within Australia is because of boundaries, because of laws. In fact, they call us a free country, but we're probably one of the most regulated countries in the world. That's why we're free. Imagine, just imagine, Sister Gabby, if there were no rules about which side of the road you drove on. Imagine if the government came out and said, while we're in church today, just letting everyone know that in our pursuit of freedom and in pursuit of giving everyone freedom, there will no longer be any road rules. You can do whatever you like. You're free. Would anybody be confident enough to go on the road? What would you do? You'd all stay here or walk home. You say, that's not freedom. Imagine if we woke up one day and they said, well, we're going to get rid of the laws of the land. If you want anything, just steal it. And if you feel like getting something off your friend, just rob their house. It's fine. How do you think our society would begin to look if we took down the boundaries? You see, boundaries are our friends. You see, freedom is bounded on every side by fences, obligations, and commitments. Budgets. Everyone say budgets. Nobody likes putting budgets in place. But budgets are financial boundaries that keep us from overspending. Anyone know what I'm talking about? Or nobody has budgets these days. We don't like them because they're fences. But they keep us from overspending. Nature has boundaries. Even the laws of gravity, it's a boundary. The ocean is an ocean. Why? Why is the ocean an ocean? Because it has a shore. The river is a river because it has banks. A train is very powerful, but a train is useless unless it's on the tracks. Boundaries are our friends. Boundaries bring freedom. And in the early days of progressive education, and they're still trying to be progressive with education, but they decided that the way that we could help our kids was to remove the fences around the schools. Okay? So I grew up in a school that had no fences. Now all the schools are getting fences again. But I grew up in a school that had no fences. They took all the fences down that surrounded the schools. And the educators theorized, they said, we believe that if we take the fences down, that the children will feel more freedom, okay, if there are no boundaries. The children will feel free, so we take all the fences down. But guess what happened? When they took the fences down, to the contrary, when the fence was removed, all the children stayed closer together. They played in the center of the playground. They didn't venture out as much as they could. Why? Or as much as they would. Even before they ventured out further, they wouldn't even go near the boundary where the fence had been. Why? Because they felt a protection when that fence was there. The boundaries, they realized the boundaries were their friends. And so God promised Abraham. He extended the covenant later to Isaac and Jacob. And he said, I'm going to give you the promised land. And listen to me today, for it to be the promised land, it couldn't be everywhere. Everyone say it couldn't be everywhere. If it's the promised land, it couldn't be everywhere. And for it to be the promised land, there had to be boundaries. It couldn't be the whole world. It couldn't be wherever you wanted to go. For it to be the promised land, there had to be boundaries. You see, the promised land was a place that God had set aside. It was a choice place. It couldn't be all the other places. It was a separated place. And we read about those boundaries today. We read that God told them exactly where the boundaries were. And here's the bottom line of my message today. If we want to make it to heaven, you're going to have to do it according to the Word of God. You're going to have to do it within the boundaries of the Word of God. If you want to enjoy the blessing of God, the blessing is within the boundaries. If you want to live in the promised land, the blessing is within the boundaries. If you want the blessing of God, you see, Proverbs 14 verse 12 says, there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is destruction. But when you live within God's boundaries, let me tell you, you're going to experience the blessing of God, because God's rules are not there to ruin your life. God's rules are not there to confine you, but the place, the rules and the boundaries are there. It is a place of blessing. How many people want to be blessed? Amen. Clap your hands to the Lord today. I want to be blessed, but the blessing is within the boundaries. And so God has prepared a place for us. You see, it's like the farmer with the horse. You know, when it comes to horses, they put up fences so they can control what the horse eats. Because very quickly, if the horse is able to eat anything, they're going to eat the wrong thing. They're going to eat some weeds. They're going to cause them all sorts of problems. And so what happens is the farmer will set up a fenced area for the horse, and he will plant the most beautiful grasses in there, so for the health of the horse. So the horse will grow strong. And the farmer will even go in there and pull out the bad weeds so that the horse doesn't eat the stuff that can harm it. But you know what often happens with horses? I've seen it before. They're always intrigued with what's over the fence. You see them. The farmer's like, hey, look inside the fence. Everything you need is there. I work hard. I pick up all your dung so the grass grows. I plant things. I do all these beautiful things within this fence. And all you keep doing is looking outside the fence. I saw the funniest thing one day. I saw a cow. A cow was reaching outside the fence, and it was reaching for this grass. And running through the grass was a piece of wire, electric wire. And the cow reached out for that grass, wrapped its tongue around that wire, its back legs went bang. The blessing is within the boundaries. And God has set a place up for us to bless us. It's within the boundaries. Don't be like the horse or the cow that is always looking over the fence. God says, I have promised this promised land for you. You see, I have created this for you. The blessing is within the boundaries. If you live within the boundaries of my word, my blessing will be upon your life. My blessing will be upon your family. My blessing will be upon your finances. My blessing will be upon everything that you touch. My blessing will be there, because the blessing is within the boundaries. Somebody say amen. But boundaries are not limitations on God. Just because we say boundaries, does that mean God is limited? No. Because it was in the promised land, the place surrounded by the boundaries. It is the place where God put his name. The Bible says, I will put my name there. It is the place where the temple was built, there within those boundaries. It is the place where the Spirit of God fell like a thick fog in the temple, so much so that the priest couldn't even minister. It fell right there in the promised land. It was in the promised land that had those boundaries where the sins of Israel were forgiven. It's in the promised land where Israel fought and won victories against their enemies. It all happened in the promised land. It's in the promised land where the milk and honey flowed. It's in the promised land where the Holy Spirit overshadowed the Virgin Mary. It's in those boundaries in which Jesus Christ was born, grew up, had his ministry, died, and rose again. It all happened within those boundaries. It's in the promised land, surrounded by those boundaries, where the Holy Spirit was first poured out. You see, although there are boundaries, there are no boundaries on God. It's within those boundaries that the power of God was manifest. I've come to tell you today, boundaries are not your enemies. The blessing is within the boundaries. And so we've got to live according to God's word. We've got to say, I want to know, what is thus saith the Lord? What does the Bible say about how I should live? I want God to speak to me, because I want to live inside the boundaries. I want to be blessed by God. Hallelujah. We worry about boundaries. We get worried that there won't be enough room. But Israel's boundaries defined where they would exist, not how they would exist. It defined where they would exist, but not how they would exist. You see, you can look at your life and you can see the boundaries of God's word. And a lot of Christians say, I can't be a Christian. You know, I want to do this and I want to do that. And the Christian life is too restrictive. But let me tell you, I've made up my mind. I'm going to live for Jesus. I'm not going to live with one foot in the world and one foot in the church. And when you make up your mind, you'll experience the blessing of God. There are too many Christians sitting on the fence these days. It's time to sell out to God and say, I'm sold out. I'm not going backwards. I'm not going left or right. I've got my eyes on Jesus. I've got my feet planted in the Word of God. I'm standing on the promises of God. I'm living according to the Word of God. And you'll have the blessing of God in your life. The blessing is within the boundaries. You see, you cannot possess that land. You see, he said, you cannot possess that land, but you can possess this land. He says, this is the promised land I have for you. It's a limited space. It's got boundaries. You cannot go there. That's not for you. But this is the place that I have prepared for you. And let me tell you, sometimes you may feel hemmed in. You say, well, I can't do this and I can't do that. Let me tell you, don't fear. Don't fear. Don't feel negative. Don't say, I can't go there. But let me tell you, when God sets up his boundaries, what God is saying, he's saying, I'm going to give you victory in there. That's where your victory is going to come from. You don't have to look anywhere else. You don't have to take it upon yourself. Just live within the boundaries, and that is where your victory is going to come from. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. You know, they often, as young people grow up in church, they often get intrigued by the world. They often think, well, I'm missing out on something. And you know what? Sometimes, you know, we give our testimonies and we tell the young people of the dangers of the things in this world and how this world can never satisfy us. And the young people sit there and they think, oh, well, you know, being a Christian is no fun. You know, and that what this church seeks to protect you from is the very thing that a lot of people in this church have been delivered from. We will try to protect you from something. And you'll say, oh, Pastor, you're just being too strict. Oh, Pastor, you're putting too many restrictions on us. But the things we're trying to protect you from are the same things that people have been delivered from. And they'll be the first people to tell you, don't go into the world. This world's got nothing to offer you. Young people, listen to those testimonies because the blessing is within the boundaries. I want to live within God's word. I want to live according to God's word. And when you do, you will be blessed because the blessing is within the boundaries. Hallelujah. The word of God is a boundary. We've got to love the word of God. God's laws, God's commands. You see, Adam and Eve, they went against God's word. And they got that curse. Adam and Eve, they broke that hedge. And guess what? There was a serpent waiting for them. King David broke the hedge. Ananias and Sapphira broke the hedge. And we know that when we break down a hedge, we give place to the devil. The word of God must be at the forefront in our life. The word of God is a fence. Love not the world is a fence. I can't be careful enough that I can't let my affections for the world begin to grow. The Bible says, we love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Holiness is a fence. Let me remind you, church, that as Christians, we are called to live a life of holiness. Hebrews 12, verse 14 says, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. We are separated unto God. We live according to God's word. We have a different behavior. We have a different lifestyle. We are different in every way. Why? Because God has called us to be holy. Internal holiness, external holiness. Some people say, well, God doesn't care about the outside. All he cares about is the inside. Yes, he cares about the inside. But David said, who shall ascend to this holy hill? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart. And so that puts to bed the idea that holiness is only something on the inside, because holiness starts on the inside, but it begins to show in our lifestyle. As the musicians come, the blessing is within the boundaries. Acts chapter 2 and verse 40. And these words, and with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Everyone say untoward. Save yourselves from this untoward generation. What is the untoward generation? that we are to save ourselves. It's a generation with no boundaries. Everyone say no boundaries. An untoward generation is a generation that is out of control. An untoward generation. God is saying, stay within the boundaries that I have set. Stay within the boundaries of my word. Stay under the umbrella of God. Stay within the blessing of God, because the blessing is within the boundaries. And I'm your pastor today, and this is a very pastoral message today. But let me tell you, don't go looking for blessing anywhere else but within the boundaries of God's word. You will find the blessing there. If you're going to go and start pulling hedges down and pulling walls down and start playing with the boundaries, let me tell you, you give place to the devil. Ecclesiastes 10 verse 8 says, he that diggeth a pit shall fall into it, and whosoever breaketh an hedge, a serpent shall bite him. You see, it was the custom in Palestine. They would surround their vineyards with walls. They would go and pick up all the loose stones and they would make those walls. And sure enough, if you're going to make a wall like that, and that wall is down by the back of Tuggeranong Hypodrome, that wall there, it's a wall made many years ago. But when those walls would become places where snakes would hide, and when people would start taking the rocks off, guess what would happen? The snake, you're at risk of getting a snake bite. And so we are told not to break down the hedges, not to break down the walls, not to remove the boundaries. You see, Amos 5 verse 19, it says, a man, he even leaned his hand on one of those walls and a serpent bit him. Let me tell you, it's not for us to be moving the boundaries. It's not for us to be moving the fences, but the blessing is within the boundaries. Hallelujah. The blessing is within the boundaries. God is saying to his people, you can't have that land. There's no blessing there. But within this land, there's blessing. And we say, but God, it's so restrictive. Change your thinking. God is saying, I'm going to provide everything you need within those boundaries. The victory is going to come within those boundaries. The blessing is going to come within those boundaries. The Savior is going to come from within those boundaries. The Holy Spirit is going to be poured out on the day of Pentecost within those boundaries, because the blessing of God is within the boundaries. Let's all stand. Psalm chapter 19, verse 7 to 9. This can be your scripture to read during the week. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous all together. The boundaries of God are perfect. The boundaries of God will convert the soul. The boundaries of God will make wise the simple. The boundaries of God are right. They will make your heart rejoice. Let me tell you, it's a strong fence, but it's God's fence. And the blessing is within the boundaries. There's protection when you live within the boundaries. And some of you maybe have wandered outside of God's word, living a life, maybe even a life of sin today, and you're outside of the boundaries of God's word. Let me tell you, one word for you today is repent, turn, and start coming back within the boundaries of God's word. Start living your life according to God's word, and He'll begin to bless again. He'll begin to provide again. Why? Because the blessing is within the boundaries. It's built to keep some things in, and it's built to keep some things out. The blessing is within the boundaries. My message is about the importance of God's word today. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Lord, your word sets the boundaries for me to live. Lord God, I want to live according to your word. Lord, as we open up your word, Lord God, as we read your word, help us to not just be hearers of the word, but help us to be doers of the word. Lord God, help us to live within the boundaries that you have set. Lord God, we want to live within your blessing. We want to live in the blessing of God. Lord God, we know that you will bless us. We know that you will provide for us. We know, Lord God, your protection is there for us within your boundaries. Help us not to be a people that are constantly pushing the boundaries with you, God, but help us to humble ourselves under your mighty hand, that you will bless us in due season. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Hallelujah. I feel today that we need to make a fresh commitment to the Word of God today. The Bible's not the book of the day. It's the book of the ages. And within those scriptures, here are words of life, words of peace, fulfillment, words of blessing. Everything you need is in the Word of God. It's a miraculous book. There are so many things I could tell you about the Bible, but I can tell you my testimony. It changes me. It corrects my path. It reproves me. It instructs me in righteousness. And when I live according to the Word of God, I can experience the blessing of God on my life. Can we lift our hands all across this place right now? Thank you, Jesus, for your Word. Lord, help us to have a fresh commitment, Lord God, to your Word. Lord God, help us to love your Word. Lord God, help us to cherish the boundaries that you've given us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you brought us out of sin, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that you brought us out of bondage. We thank you, Lord, that you brought us out of slavery, Lord God, where we were lost. And Lord, you've given us this place of blessing. Lord God, you've given us your Word that we can live by. Lord God, help us not to push the boundaries, but to surrender ourselves and live according to your Word. We thank you, Lord, for the place of blessing that is within the boundaries that you've given us. Lord God, we want to inherit eternal life. Hallelujah, Jesus, we love you, Lord. Hallelujah, this altar is open if you want to come and pray today. Maybe you want to come and bow your knee and say, Lord God, I want to make a fresh commitment to living according to your Word. Lord, I want to repent of my sin today. Lord God, I want to make a fresh commitment, Lord God, not just to be a hearer, but to be a doer of the Word. Lord God, I want your blessing on my life today. Hallelujah. We're going to worship the Lord with a song. Maybe we can all just find a place of prayer right now as we sing the Lord. The blessing is within the boundaries. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want to bless your name. I just want to bless your name. Oh, Lord. This altar's open if you want to come and pray.
I live to worship you. Oh, yes, Lord. To worship you, I live.
Let's lift our voices, church.
To worship
Let's lift
you,
them up
I
to
live,
the Lord today.
I live to worship you.
Oh, to worship you, Lord.
To worship you, I live. To worship you, I live.
I've come to preach today that our God is a God of blessing. Amen. He's a God of blessing. He's a God that wants to bless us. How many people can say they've experienced the blessing of God on their lives? Amen. God is a God of blessing. I believe it wholeheartedly. And God is so good to us that He says, here is the place. Here is the place of blessing. Here is the place that my word has set out. And if you live there, it's the promised land. Why? Because it's the land of the promised blessing. It's the land of the promised blessing. It's the place where God will provide for you. And I want to tell you, there's power in God's word, not just in hearing the word, but when we apply it to our lives, you'll begin to see God's hand at work in your life. I'm going to pray right now. Let us lift our hands and let us make a fresh commitment. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your word. Lord God, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, that we have your word. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us boundaries to live within. We thank you, Lord, that you have promised a blessing on our lives. And we thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Lord God, help us not to just be hearers of the word, but help us to be doers of the word. Lord, help us to leave this place today with a fresh hunger and a fresh desire to get into your word, to know your word, to apply your word to our life. And Lord God, I know that, Lord, as we live within your boundaries, that, Lord, we will find the blessing that can only come from you. That, Lord, we will find the peace that passes all understanding. Lord God, that we will find the purpose for our life. We thank you, Lord God, that you love us enough. That, Lord, you have given us a place. Lord God, you have given us guidance. Lord God, the place where we can live. And Lord, I pray we'd be committed to that today. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just pray right now. Hallelujah.